And now we will hear from Ms. Kim.
Hello, everyone. My name is Minjung Kim. I'm a PhD student at School of Nursing, UCSF. And I'm going to talk about predictors of binge drinking in a California sample and with focuses on demographics and health conditions. And I also gratefully acknowledge the expert support of Dr. Abby Alcorn and Dr. Lisa Thompson, who taught my research method class. And this presentation was based on the final project of that class. Presenter disclosure, I have no financial relationship to this class. Binge drinking was defined by five or more drinks on one occasion for male and four or more drinks on one occasion for female, according to the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism. And the prevalence, according to the 2009 National Survey on Drug Use and Health conducted by SAMHSA, about 50% of the Americans aged 12 years old or older reported current alcohol use. And about 24% of the Americans reported binge drinking. Extensive research studies have been conducted about the impact or outcomes of the binge drinking. For alcohol-related direct outcomes, alcohol-related disease conditions such as liver disease or alcoholism, and tobacco use, substance use, and psychological distress such have been identified. And for indirect or secondary outcomes, physical and psychological illness, such as hypertension or major depressive disorder, interpersonal conflicts, violence and legal problems, unemployment and poverty, and disability and death have been identified. For factors related to binge drinking, younger age, male, unemployed, and current smoker are well-known risk factors. But however, there are still inconsistent findings in race and ethnicity, educational level, marital status, health conditions, including hypertension, diabetes, and other factors. So the purpose of this study is to examine predictors of binge drinking using secondary analysis of a 2007 California Health Interview Survey CHEST data. My research question is, do age, gender, race, ethnicity, physical health conditions, and psychological distress predict binge drinking in the CHEST data? Research design and sample. The research design of this study is a secondary analysis using a 2007 CHEST data. CHEST is a random telephone survey on a wide range of health topics in the California state. It is conducted by the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research every 2 years. In this study, I used adult CHEST data and was about 10,000 and mean age of 54. Measurement in the CHEST data, dependent variable is could be binge drinking. Dependent variable was defined by frequency of binge drinking in the past year. It is categorized into 1 through 6. AG was operationalized into aging in years. Gender was operationalized male and female. Race and ethnicity was Latino through other single multiple races. Physical health conditions include three types of disease: hypertension, diabetes, and other heart disease. Mental health conditions was measured by the fixed items from the Kessler Psychological Distress Scale, K10, which is measuring psychosocial distress such as restlessness, depressed, or hopeless. And it has 5 points like a scale. And in this study, it was ranged from 0 to 24, mean was 3.4. So in this study, I used, I recorded several variables to build assumptions of logistic regression. Binge drinking was recorded at 0 and 1. AG was recorded was created to two dummy variables, middle age group and older age group. And gender was the same, and race and ethnicity was white and non-white. Physical health, one is no disease, zero is no disease, one is at least having one physical disease. Psychological distress was zero is no, one is yes. So statistical analysis, binary logistic regression was used in this study. I'll skip this. So the result. So the result, in the full model, age, gender, race, ethnicity, physical health condition, and psychological distress significantly predicted binge drinking. And this model was a good fit. And our scale is 0.08 and 0.17. So this means they explain 8.4% and 12.9% of the total variance in binge drinking by 5 independent variables. With age, the other people in middle age group having binge drinking in past year is 0.48 times lower than the other people in younger age group. And the other people in older age group having binge drinking in the past year is 0.18 times lower than the other people in younger age group. In terms of gender, males significantly predicted binge drinking, controlling for the other independent variables. In terms of race and ethnicity, non-white significantly predicted binge drinking, controlling for the other independent variables. The other people who are non-white with binge drinking in the past year is 0.63 times lower than the other people who are white. In terms of physical health, having at least one physical disease did not predict binge drinking, controlling for the other independent variables. Regarding psychological distress, having psychological distress did not predict binge drinking, controlling for the other independent variables. In summary, in the 2007 adult chest data, people in younger age group are more likely to have binge drinking in the past year compared to people in middle age group and older age group. And males are more likely to have binge drinking in the past year compared to females. And whites are more likely to have binge drinking in the past year compared to non-whites. However, having physical disease and having the psychological distress were not associated with binge drinking, controlling for the other independent variables. These are contact information. If you would like to know about CHESS data, please visit the website. Okay. Thank you.